Do you have one of those classic dinner party questions that you like to ask when you've got some friends around or you're meeting some new people? You know, one of those sort of questions like, you know, name me three people from history who you'd invite to dinner. Well, I've got one of those sort of questions I like to ask, which is, when in world history and where, if you could go back to, and you could, where would you choose to go? And for me, the answer has always been Berlin between the wars. Berlin from 1919 through to around about 1933, before it all gets messy. And the reason being, it's because there was one very short period of time in Berlin history when this was one of the most interesting, avant-garde, even decadent cities in the world. It was a time in Berlin history, world history, where anything would go. And people were exploring all sorts of things. It's a time when Dadaism was coming about and, you know, it was just a vibrant time. And I don't know a lot about it. But today when I was working, I just happened to come across a site that had a video embedded in it, which I'm going to put on yourstorypodcast.com because I think it's very relevant to this. It's a documentary, a CBC documentary, about this exact period of time in Berlin history. And I didn't realise how decadent the culture was. And it surprised me. And I don't have a problem with decadence. You know, it's up to the individual to decide how far down that rabbit hole they want to go. But where I'm staying at the moment here in Berlin, I'm not saying it's decadent, but it's probably, from what people tell me, the most gay part of town. And it's interesting to walk around these streets where I live, where I'm walking right now, and there is bar after bar, club after club, hotel after hotel that is gay. And it's just very, very wonderful to see a completely liberal and open attitude to it. And I'm not even saying it's an accepting attitude. It's like it's irrelevant to even discuss it attitude. It just is. It's like leaves on the trees. This is what goes on in this part of Berlin. And I love that particular, what do I call it? Just non-eventness about this sort of thing. And it's part of what Berlin is known for. The naturalism? Well, yeah, I think it's something like that. You know, what nudism eventually came from. You know, that was developed and instigated by the Germans around the turn of the 20th century. German culture has always been incredibly liberal about these sort of things. And I still see it. There's a poster on the subway at the moment that shows four men dressed up in dinner suits and a naked lady. But the photo's taken artfully, and I've been looking at it for a couple of weeks, and I never realised she was naked. That's the sort of thing I'm talking about. And nobody has a problem with the fact that the poster has a naked woman on it. They just allow it. It's a wonderful thing. I love this liberal attitude that anything goes. Just don't hurt each other. But if everybody's consenting, go for it. Have good fun. Have a good time. I wonder if Berlin is becoming what Berlin was once again.